From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. New Missouri Governor Eric Greitens will outline his policy on jobs, ethics, public safety, and education during his first State of the State address. The Republican will speak tonight at the Capitol. Spokesman Parker Bryden says more higher-paying jobs are a priority for Greitens. He will also touch on so-called labor reform, which likely means a right-to-work law banning mandatory union dues. Bryden says Greitens will also discuss restrictions on liability lawsuits to help businesses, changing tax credit policies, paring down state regulations, and civil service reform. Greitens is breaking from tradition and won't present his budget proposal today. Central Missouri Democrats nominated an attorney who formerly worked for the Missouri Senate to run in a special election for the 50th House District seat. Michaela Skelton will run to replace Republican State Representative Caleb Jones of Columbia. He resigned from the Senate to become Deputy Chief Staff to Governor Eric Greitens. Skelton was nominated yesterday by the 50th District Democratic Committee. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Republicans are expected to nominate Sarah Walsh, a member of the Boone County Republican Central Committee, to run in the August 8th election. Republicans will meet on January 28th to nominate a candidate. The district includes portions of Boone, Cole, Cooper, and Monito counties. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is cutting $146 million of spending from the budget, including tens of millions of dollars to public colleges and universities. The Republican governor said the cuts announced yesterday are necessary to keep the budget in balance because of lower-than-expected tax revenues and rising costs in certain programs such as Medicaid. The cuts come just 1 week after Greitens took office and a day before his first State of the State address. They come on top of about $2 million of spending restrictions made by former Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The latest cuts include $56 million from the core budgets of public universities, nearly $12 million from community colleges, and almost $9 million in busing aid for public K-12 school districts. St. Louis's fortunes may be looking up thanks to a surprising surge in business startups. St. Louis was the nation's fourth largest city in 1904, the year it hosted the World's Fair, but today the population ranks 60th. It's tough to rebuild a city's image when the national perception is that it peaked a century ago. Images of rioting after police shooting in nearby Ferguson fed impressions of racial turmoil. Yet Forbes recently cited St. Louis as the fastest-growing city for startups. The region is now home to more than 700 bioscience companies, many new ventures linked to the city's universities and medical institutions. Unclear, though, is how much the improving business climate will help the city's minority community, where 36% of Black residents live below the poverty line. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.